Hello and welcome to this ex-city podcast. My name's Elizabeth Davis. As you may already know, this year's ex-city magazine featured interviews with four leading critics from four different media. The question we put to them, in a nutshell, was can criticism survive into the digital age? The answers were fascinating and often surprising. In this podcast, we have comments from critics all fighting to defend their profession. Is it all bluff? Is criticism dying out? The first person we spoke to was Jamie Fullerton, news editor at NME. Ex-City Deputy News Editor Ianthi Butt asked him how he thought music criticism had changed.
Basically, music criticism and the sort of job it does and the function has changed quite a lot because even not a huge amount of time ago, but a couple of years ago, it wasn't the case that music got on the internet so fast as it does now, whereas most records that you'd review in a music magazine, for example, are already online or part of them by the time you actually sort of pick up a magazine to read about them. So the job has gone from description and information to something a bit wider, sort of contextualisation and sort of what you call sort of deeper music journalism, I guess, really.
So would you say your role in itself kind of has changed?
I mean, the role is of the music critic, yeah, because it kind of depends on the publication. I mean, for example, magazines such as Q is still very much a buyer's guide, so it's informing people whether they should buy a record or not, and giving marks and things. Whereas NME, the function has sort of changed because the readership is so web savvy now and they're sort of listening to stuff. Instead, it's kind of about contextualising bands, saying what things mean on the bigger picture, and hopefully being a bit more entertaining about it. But just basically being the sort of authoritative finger from the sky, saying exactly what a record's place is in the current musical climate, what it means, and also whether it's any good or not.
Something which came up in all the interviews was the blogosphere and what threat it poses to old-fashioned critics. Jamie Fullerton again.
I still don't think you get people reading music blogs for reviews, ahead of magazines and things quite yet, although the role has definitely been diminished in terms of its importance, because also in how it affects bands, because reviews could make or break bands before, whereas that's just not the case anymore. People are naturally inclined to comment negatively, so if you go online on NME.com and look at the reviews, most of the comments will be saying this is a bad review or absolute rubbish, or just sort of trying to pull apart their points. But part of the job is to sort of engage people with comment, whether they react positively or not. Like, I'd like to think the actual standards of journalism aren't that bad at NME, and people are just sort of taking offence because they decide to dock a particular band or not. But it's still interesting to get feedback. Yeah.
One man who knows all about social media and its role in criticism is Deputy Editor of whatsonstage.com, Andrew Girvan. He spoke to us about the impact of new media. How do you think social media has changed the world of criticism?
It's all about feedback. Social media is, by its very name, social, and is all about conversation. And I think one thing that Watson Stage have done for a very long time and do very well is that if you open up one of our reviews, the first thing you see at the top is the star rating from the critic, and then the next thing is the average user reviews, because the community are very vocal as to their opinions on things. The user reviews being a kind of tweaked, formalised comment system. Mm. It very much is held, I think, to a degree of prominence. But then I think social media has also helped boost people's access to reviews. I mean, as soon as we had Wizard of Oz opened this week, as soon as we published the review for it, we were tweeting about it, we were tweeting highlights from it. It generated huge traffic and lots of people were clicking through to find out what the entire review said. And I think...
Do you think people will start reading those mini reviews in 140 characters rather than reading...
I